as I mentioned before, I'd been shown how to inject into an orange, though quite how that was supposed to help, I can't imagine. It didn't really. But I was also told how to look after this hideous, huge glass syringe with a very menacing large needle on the end of it. And basically, it involved boiling it in water in a standard aluminium saucepan, which I did regularly, but whether I did it as often I was told, I can't remember how many times I was told to do it. I really can't remember. But I think there are two things, I'm serious about both of them, although one of them going to sound slightly frivolous. I was madly in love with my doctor at the hospital. That made a fortnight. By the end of the fortnight, you know, I wanted to impress him. I wanted to be seen to cope. So that really was an issue. And the second thing is that, of course, I was very relieved because I didn't have cancer. I wasn't going to die. I had something that I could go on living with. And so perhaps that was a lot to do with why I appeared to cope quite well.
How did other people react?
I can't remember many people understanding enough about it. I think most people said, how awful, you've got to inject yourself. I'd be terrified. I'd die rather than inject myself twice a day. And that really is about it. My family certainly, I'd left home obviously by then, never became very involved and never to this day really understand the disease. And I've certainly felt some resentment about that. I remember going home and I seemed to have to remind everyone every time that I had to be told 20 minutes before the food was going to be served because I needed 20 minutes or half an hour. And they always seemed to be surprised and not to have remembered it. And it seemed so important to me. I couldn't quite understand why other people couldn't have grasped those very basic things. I suspect my brother understands diabetes very well. I expect he read every book ever written on it, actually. But he's very laid back and not necessarily sort of hands-on, but he's very, very supportive, so he is there. But my parents, I think perhaps they really didn't want to know.
How did you manage your diabetes at work?
I don't think it impacted at work at all, to be honest, because I was on 2 injections a day of animal insulin then, of course. And so I'd had my injection in the morning before I came to work and had my injection after I went home. And I guess the people around me had limited interest and then began to just accept it as people do. That was part of my life and that was it. And it wasn't until a little later that I met, a couple of years later, that I met the father of my children, whose brother was diabetic, that I had the chance to talk to someone about diabetes and what it meant, and someone who understood and knew something about it. After all, most things are quite boring to other people after a short while.